Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is TV News at Dennis Radio. So today we are back to have an idea. We'll be right back. News at Dennis from the day. And we are excited about this idea.
Work, niggas, we the stars first. Some backpack rappers, now we rock first. Maybe the stars curse, but we the stars with earth. We never compromise on what my art is worth. I rock a verse, never worry with the rest, right? The worst days feel better than the best night. The words play like the vibes when they mesh, right? Falling out of work cause of sex, right? I'm in the dance right hand, holding red stripe. Left hand to a split, this is lit, this is it, bruh. I can't blow, bring it at me. So she be falling like a Fendi out of ticker tape. I can demonstrate how to liquidate, let me set you straight. You got it, but I got a better interest rate. I reminisce some booking shows, trying to win a face. To racking up these miles on the interstate. Getting cake, any cake, pound cake, yellow cake. Double stuff, fudge, I get all of the above. I get universal love. Hold across the board, if you bored with your board, tell her come aboard. Little ladies playing with the dogs, get the double bread. Know a little nigga who can find when you ask me. Short, dark, plus his voice is raspy. Let the ladies play with the dogs, get the double bread. Know a little nigga who can find when you ask me. Short, dark, and plus his voice is raspy. Smokey on a Friday, burning bush, seeing Yahweh. Said, son, do it my way, not your way. Do it my way, the sure way. Said, sure, father, I follow, but my heart hollow, I swallow pride like shots of Cuervo. You wear those men's, you friend and lend the Nero's. Wear those, mind who you came with, watch who you care for. Stay focused on what you here for. That pussy costs a lot when you broke. In time is your most valuable asset, let it sink. I was on the brink, feeling like I need a shrink. Thinking how I'm thinking, made me wanna drink. I'm going through a thing now. So get it back, my rock and sing now. Freedom, we let it ring out. Soon we'll find out. The real revolutionaries, yeah, I hear a lot of talking, but y'all scary, y'all hear me though. We let the ladies play with the dogs, get double bread. Know a little nigga who can find when you ask me. Short, dark, and plus his voice is raspy. We let the ladies play with the dogs, get double bread. Know a little nigga who can find when you ask me. Short, dark, and plus his voice is raspy. One for the money, money, two for the face. You know the style, two, time to get this. I like my beats harder than 2 day old shit. Instead of eating two DMCs, let me get good Fife.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Fife did all.
Fife did all.
Yeah. Dedication.
No doubt.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to Is That Jazz Radio. We have Jessica Moore, but we actually have Idea, and we are so blessed to have her on. We're going to bring her on momentarily, and she's going to talk about her new release, her music, community, love, and a host of other things that, we hope everyone will enjoy. So without further ado, good morning, Queen. Hello, Miss Idea. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're very blessed to have you, and I hope you have a few minutes to share with our audience
and in particular the students that we hope to reach out to here in the Delaware Valley, because we do believe that your message, your purpose, and just your music will be a goalpost for them.
Oh, wow.
Your music describes what we are subjects of our station. We call anti-pigeonhole music and culture. And with that being said, can you introduce yourself to our audience, Miss Idea?
Sure. My name is Idea. I am born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. I'm a singer, songwriter, a live performance artist. I am a mother and a producer, also a women's rights activist, as a, just a equal rights activist in general. I love the work. Also an educator.
That's really...
I meant to tell you that earlier when you spoke and you told me that you are a retired teacher. I have a background in education. That's what I went to college for.
We know how challenging that can be.
Absolutely.
I taught at-risk. My specialty was special ed. And so I like to think, I was looking at my second grade report card, and I would have been labeled special ed too. So I really felt the connection with my students. And once again, man, we are blessed to have you on the air. I know you're taking time out. And you perform later on this evening. And late, I would like to tell your audience, for you to tell our audience about that. So we're going to get right into it, if you don't mind, Miss Idea.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay. John Coltrane, when asked how he felt about being labeled as a jazz musician, replied, "I don't like being labeled. I play life music." Listening to your latest release, it almost personifies or describes what John Coltrane was talking about. When he says he plays life music, can you expand on that and how it relates to you?
Yeah. So I love John Coltrane. I've been a fan of his music since I was introduced to it in high school, which was like back in 1999, maybe 2000. And I was fascinated, right? No, right? That wasn't that long ago, but I was fascinated with his style his perspective on music. And what fascinated me was, it's true, he does play live music, and I know that because of the industry's desire to put everything in its place, you know. So he's labeled a jazz musician because there's no vocals oftentimes. There's no words, no lyrics. So there's just instrumentations, and of course there's saxophone. So saxophone is labeled as the standard jazz instrument, you know. So I get what he's saying there, but when you listen to Coltrane's music, it's about his life, his experiences, and I think that's what he was trying to say there, you know, that he wrote, he composed, and he created all based off of his experiences, the things that he saw, the things he thought, the things he felt, the things that he did, the things he didn't do, things he wanted to do, and that is life. And as it relates to my own music, yes, Brave is absolutely life music. It's my life music. That's not to say that every single song on the album is necessarily something that has happened directly to me, because sometimes I write from an abstract perspective. So sometimes these things are just, they just are, you know, they're downloaded, you know, from the cloud somewhere, and I'm like, hey, all right, I guess this is the song we're writing today, universe. Okay, let's write about this, and this will resonate with someone somewhere. So I'm telling somebody stories, even if it's not completely 100% mine. It was inspired by somebody else's life, or it was inspired by my own life, thus making it life music. So he's absolutely spot on there.
You know, we have a couple of subtexts for our station. One is First Minute of a New Day Music and Culture, and that comes mm-hmm. out of one of my heroes and what he describes as music, that's Gil Scott-Heron. In fact, we named the station Is That Jazz, particularly because of the message he has in that song. And I understand what you're saying, because when we say concept music, a lot of times when I travel, I try and absorb the surroundings, whatever city I am, and it may not yeah. make it literal in the playlist that we describe, but it's my hope, and sometimes I miss the mark when my DJs, you know, often we do, but it's to try and get an expression or a feeling to our audience of what we're seeing if we're in Detroit, Chicago, L.A., or whatever. I kind of keep a mental note, and I stay with my headphones on, and I just try to describe what I'm seeing. So, yeah. My next question to you was, you touched on Brave is such a unique title given the way the industry is now, and what you have to, how you have to be brave to have an authentic voice. That was my take, but what was the reason why you named your latest release Brave?
Well, the original title of the project was Planet Earth, and the letters ART and Earth would have been, I guess, kind of emphasized or capitalized.
Okay.
So really Planet Art. So, but I had scrapped that because the album itself is about 4.5, maybe 5 years in the making. And there was a lot of, I had a lot of experiences over, you know, 4.5, 5 years of creating an album. And in that process, over those years, you know, you go through different producers, you go through different writing sessions. There are some songs that you thought were really, really great in the beginning, but then it turns out I'm not really feeling that one so much anymore, or I don't really want to tell this story right now at this time because there's a more pressing story that I need to tell. And then there are some people that you continue to work with, or some more people that came aboard, you know, that stopped working with you. And all of those changes, you know, that up and down, that back and forth, that pendulum, the way it swings, it comes with discouragement, to be transparent. It comes with a lot of discouragement. Yeah, it comes with discouragement. It comes with doubt. It comes with fear. And this album almost did not come out. It was almost never released until, I think it was 2016, when I decided I need to really put this out, and I had not chosen a date. But then I guess back in April of last year, 2017, it had been such an interesting year already, and we were 4 months down. And I said, you know, it's time to put this album out. It's been done for a year. Let's put it out. And we chose Brave for the album title. Because I was afraid, to be frank, I was very, very afraid of putting, just making myself vulnerable in that way, to allow people to hear the things that were in my mind and the things I imagined, and I didn't know if it would be relatable, and I was scared. But that's what being brave is about. It's about doing the things that you are most afraid of, and even though you are afraid, do it anyway.
You know, we mentioned we both were educators, and I think that message will really resonate with our youth, just to challenge your fears. You know what I mean?
Yes, to challenge them, to look them in the face, and to not be disabled by them. You know, to it's okay to slow down, but don't stop. You know, don't ever stop your emotion because of fear, because if you let it, fear will paralyze you, you know, and that is why we have we have this this drive within us, hopefully, that all of us are able to connect with that something in us, and I have no idea what to call it, but there is something that we can connect with, something that we could talk to within ourselves that pushes us to say, you know what, you can't stay here. You're going to have to keep moving. You're going to have to press forward. I know you're scared. I know you're scared out your mind. But once you do it, then you won't be afraid anymore.
It's something that a mentor told me. He gave me two things. One, he used an athletic reference. He said, you know, Michael Jordan was asked, why does he feel comfortable taking the last shot? And he said, because I've missed it so many times, I know I can come back. And I think what has resonated with me the most is when I was told that to have faith and to be feared is called double-minded. So if you believe in faith, then you have to keep forward. And it's a lot easier said than done, but those kind of things help me, you know, because in my life, fear manifests itself in procrastination. And so I had to learn to come
over
that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's important that you can identify the ways that fear does manifest itself in your life. And sometimes it shows up in procrastination. Sometimes it shows up in deflection. Sometimes it shows up with distraction. You know,
right.
That's important, though, that you identify the ways that fear shows up in your life. That's a key.
Okay. Yes, it is. And it's amazing where this conversation is going. It's therapeutic for me, so wow. Anyway, you come from a musical city that has really shaped the landscape of what we call African Americans in this country, and that being Detroit, and the Motown sound and all that it produced. If nothing else, Marvin Gaye would be the reason why Detroit is the number one music city ever. Do you feel a certain legacy coming from Detroit?
Time, yes. Absolutely. There is a lot of noise. There's a lot of rumbling musically taking place right now in the city. It's a hum. It's a low
okay.
hum, but it's a strong vibration. There are so many artists here that are about to emerge in such a major way, and they are ready to take not just the music industry, but the art industry by storm. And it's amazing. I cannot wait for the rest of the world to see what Detroit is brewing by way of artists. Not that long ago, we got the Red Bull House of Art. I think that's the name of it. They moved here not that long ago. They also have a radio station here. They're down in the Eastern Market area. There's so many art galleries that have opened in the past 2.5, maybe 3 years, in addition to the ones that have been here for years. But I'm happy to say that these places, these institutions are now home for performance artists, for not just visual artists, but also for actors, for musicians, for singers, for DJs, for house music, for all of that. So Detroit is humming. And pretty soon, Detroit's going to be shouting, and nobody will be able to shut us up. Not again.
You know what? Hearing you say that, man, that's powerful right there. I have a cousin that I'm very proud of, a Harvard Law grad. She's in Detroit now in charge of the Hudson Weber Foundation.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things she plans on bringing to the city, she's going to build an environment of art and culture. So it is part of my mission to connect you two. I think that'll be, you know, in terms of paying it forward, who knows what that'll happen, but I'm looking forward to connecting you with Malenka. And again, she works, she's the president and CEO of the Hudson Weber Foundation there in Detroit.
Okay.
My next question was, and you've already touched on, and just how the artists support each other, and the way you described it was really profound. So I'm going to move on. and if the audience can tell that I'm nervous, that's because I am. Okay, I really have a queen. I have a queen. I have a queen on the phone here, y'all. So, you know, my shoulders are going to be real straight later on today.
Oh, gee, old man. That,
I want to let folks know, I want to let folks see she's a married queen. So, fellas, when you see the pictures, you know, understand that she's taken side. You know what I mean? She's a mother and everything. And so,
thank you.
I researched and found that you learned a lot from your tour in Europe, and it shaped you in some fashion. And I believe the artist that you were with was Theo Parrish. How did that trip abroad give you perspective coming back home?
Wow, that was an amazing experience to be on the road with Theo Parrish and Amp Fiddler together. So we were gone for about 2 months, and I had never been on an international tour before. I had no idea what that life was like, and it was the opposite of glamorous. And I know, like, a lot of people have that, you know, that misconception. They have this vision that being on the road is glamorous, and that it is fun. I will never ever deny that, because the feelings and the experiences that you come away with, the relationships that you establish, they're formed in such a way that you can't break those bonds. I gained a new family, and I learned the importance and the value of having a strong and solid foundation at home, you know, so that, you know, when road life gets lonely and not, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. You have to keep going, because you've got 4 more weeks of touring left. I know you want to go home, but you can't. You've got 30 more shows to do. So, but what it taught me was to be present in every single moment that you have, to be present, be here and now. Because those moments you won't get back. You won't see that sight in that way again. You know, and all of those things that I saw, it was my first time seeing those things with fresh eyes. And, you know, it's a lot to take in. Sometimes it was overwhelming, those conversations, the people I met, the places I stayed, the food we ate, the venues, just everything. You know, right down to the rules on the tour bus. All of those moments, just never, I will never get those moments back. But in those times, it taught me to be present and to be thankful, you know, because you can't go back.
Right. I understand.
Yes, so I have a friend. Valuing every single moment.
I have a friend named Ill Spoken that performs often at the Blue Note in New York at the Late Night Series. And when he went to Europe, he sprained his ankle and tore a ligament, only to find out that his health care didn't cover it overseas medically.
Wow.
So we had to raise money to put him in the hospital and told him to get back on them crutches and perform.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of... there's a lot of things that you don't, you know, there is a great learning experience. If you don't mind, Idea, we're going to put you on a brief hold. And when we come back, my program director, who described your new album as it should have been the soundtrack for the Black Panther movie, will have a couple of questions for you. So, audience, we're going to take a brief hold, and we'll be right back. Is that okay with you, Miss Idea?
That's perfectly fine.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. I'm so geeked right now. Oh, man. And we're back. And thank you, Miss Idea. Once again, to our Is That Jazz audience, we have Idea on the phone. And right now I'm going to bring my program director, Mr. Harold Schreiber, and he has a couple of questions for you also. Mr. Harold, you're on the air.
I am here. How are you, Miss Idea? How's everything?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I got a couple of things going on, but I'm gonna try to keep the noise in my background to a level. But I told Tracy I had listened to the album. I had not seen the movie Black Panther. So I purchased the album, so that's a plug. Everybody get your copy, pay for your copy, support the artist. I said, so I got it, and I listened to it, and I instantly sent Tracy a message, and I said, is this the soundtrack from the Black Panther? I said, because I had not seen it. I had not seen the movie. And I was like, this has to be. So I just want to give you props. And I've done some research since I found out you were going to be on. So if we can go back to Coltrane just for a second, because I was listening.
Sure.
Your music, I listened to the entire album, I want to say 10 times at least.
Oh, my God.
So your music, you accomplished what you wanted to accomplish, is not to have people feel what you felt, but what they intend on feeling when they listen to it. Can you explain that? I'm saying it wrong. You can say it much better than I can.
When I'm creating, I think some things are just not in my control, and I'm okay with that. I had mentioned earlier that sometimes things come out very unconventional or abstract, and sometimes they're not even my experiences. And when they do happen in that way, then I know that this is open for conversation, you know. So it's not up to me, the artist, to tell people how to feel about, you know, what was created. You know, that's definitely up to the listener, the viewer, you know, whoever is consuming this art at the time.
Oh.
That's up to you guys. That's up to to them to determine how they're going to feel. That's not on me, and I don't ever want to spoil, you know, an opportunity for you to come away with a different perspective or something that might unlock a door for you or something that might close something up for you that has been open that you've wanted closed, you know. Right. And I don't want to rob you of that opportunity to evolve in that way based on art, because I do think that art promotes a certain curve of evolution in all of us.
Right.
And that's not it's not on me to tell you how to feel about it.
I definitely agree, but is that Jazz Radio playing jazz music, like you said, there's very few words. Yet your album has a lot of words. So you accomplished something I don't think I've ever heard done before. Because my favorite song track on the album is The Iceberg Theory.
I knew that's what you were talking about.
I'm talking about the whole album. But The Iceberg Theory is just off the charts. It's epic. It's an epic song. I did. Oh, definitely. And if I could compare it to anything, unfortunately, I don't want to plug this, but the movie Oblivion with Tom Cruise. In the background of that movie was the song Oblivion. It was just an epic piece, and yours is top there. So I'm putting it out there, producer, movie producer, somebody, find The Iceberg Theory, listen to it, and put it in the back of your score of your next major movie, because I think it'll get there. If they hear it enough, because I think it's going to get there. That's just me putting it out there in the universe.
I'm tossing it out there with you.
So I appreciate it. And I just one more question. You guys talked on it about what's going on in Detroit. So you, I also listen to Shango.
Yes, that's my brother.
I purchased Shango. I purchased that, people. That's how we do it. Support your artists.
And he also just released another album entitled Mother. That came out yesterday.
Oh, nice. Okay. I will take a look for that. And I also heard you on Holding You. Is that?
Yes.
The new ones. That was a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, Holding You, the remix.
Yes.
Remix.
Yes.
It's such a vibe.
Yes. Yes, it definitely is. Which in my last point, I'm gonna leave it. This my man will take over, and the last vibe is sort of like a house music.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is right up my alley, which is good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find I wrote it down here. See if I can get it. So okay, I got you. I'm gonna throw you a curveball now.
All right.
The music is just coming out of Detroit, the music that you like to listen to. Explain to the audience, and then I'll be quiet. Flaming Hot Cheetos. In reference to music type that you like.
Flaming Hot Cheetos is junk food, but it's necessary. I'm saying, like,
flaming hot Cheetos on Tuesday. I figured I'd throw it out there so people get an idea of what you also like to listen to and get some background, although you're putting it out there like never before.
Are you asking me, is that the word association?
It's the word association with music, yeah, because there are quite a few songs out there.
So what would I liken to Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Yeah.
What music?
What type of music do you listen to?
Honestly, I love a myriad of things. I love house music. But Olsen Lade is one of my favorites, but he's definitely not Flamin' Hot Cheetos. He is
right.
Sunday morning breakfast at your grandma's house. He's Sunday morning breakfast at your grandma's house.
Okay.
Right. Flamin' Hot Cheetos to me though would be Black Youngster.
Yes.
But it's necessary though, because I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I don't go and get a small bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos once a month.
Right.
I do
once
that,
a month,
you know.
Right.
Once or twice a month, I'm not going to lie. So, you
okay.
know, I'll do that every once in a while, but it's necessary. There is a place for every bit of art that is created on this planet. So,
you know, you don't
overconsume, of course, you know.
Get
a healthy balance, you know. Eat a salad after
Understood.
You eat some hot Cheetos.
Okay, understand. That was my point. I just want to put it out there. I think I throw you a softball. It's early in the morning here, so.
That's perfect. I love it.
But it's been a pleasure talking with you. My pleasure. And,
thank you so much.
Look forward to hearing what comes out next. And you have something else coming out you're working on?
I do. I'm actually working on releasing a single next month, but I'll be promoting that in the next week. So you guys be on the lookout for that.
We definitely will. You want to take over, Mr. Tracy?
Hey, thank you, Harold. We appreciate it, man. And man, you led right into my next question. Idea, you worked with Joe, and he's described as a very detail-oriented person. Harold is the Joe of my life. He is nothing else as detail-oriented. That question, like, I would have researched from now until tomorrow, and I'd have never came up with Flaming Hot Cheetos. You know what I mean? So, Harold is the zoo in my life in terms of being detail-oriented. I have to put it out there, though. I'm vegan, y'all, so I don't know if I can try them Flaming Hot Cheetos, but I'll read the ingredients. How was it working with Joe and his attention to detail and going over a song as many times as it takes to get what he perceives as perfection? How is that? How was that?
It was beautiful, honestly, because you seldom come across an artist that takes their craft so seriously to where they're like, no. Even if I sat there and I said, listen, man, that was perfect. Like, that was great. We can lay that down and everything. And even if I knew there were a couple of little nicks and, you know, like a teeny tiny scratch on something, he'd go back and say, no, I need to get it right and perfect according to his standard. And I appreciate that because, again, everything is so fast and so it's quick. Everything is really rapid these days, that there's not a lot of attention to detail. There's a song that I like, a part of the Flamin' Hot Cheetos that I like to indulge in every once in a while. But there's a song that actually has a lyric in it that does not make sense. A rapper says something about blowing on an instrument like a cello. And I thought, wait a minute. You know, like, wait, a cello is a stringed instrument. You don't blow into a cello, dog. Yeah, you don't blow into a cello, but that's the inattention to detail. So working with Zoe and just thinking back to that and how precise he was amazing. It's inspiring because it makes me go over things with a fine-tooth comb now, and it makes me, you know, maybe not be as meticulous as he is, but definitely to slow down and to make sure that I can be proud of it, and that at the end of everything, that I'm married and I'm proud of what we've done. I'm married to the music that we've made, you know, that I'm in love with it. I have no gripes with it. And I think that made recording the vocals to the song that we did together just much, much easier. It made me feel like, okay, you know what? I can take my time. I don't have to rush, because this is somebody who can appreciate what it means to take your time and what it means to just, you know, go slow. And it's okay to go slow sometimes.
You know, I often look at today's music in general, and I'm old enough to know when it was called B-boy music before rap and hip hop. And I wonder if my slightly gray hair perspective is shading my perspective on music. But I get what you say. It's, in talking to Paris Toon, and we mentioned him earlier, you know, he brought up to me, he's like, musicians are showing up to play in concerts and can't recreate the music because it was done so electronically. And, you know, it's hard creating a live sound based on, you know, I don't want to preach because I know I have an older perspective, but that's one thing that I appreciate about artists like you, too. Somehow you're keeping it new, but you're not forgetting the roots also. And just striving for perfection.
Yeah, we can't forget the roots, because I feel like every artist that has inspired us that we look to for guidance, or, you know, just anybody that has helped shape our artistry, I don't want that to be lost. You know, I don't want for Stevie Wonder's songwriting, his words, his lyrics, his thoughts to be lost because we were rushing through something, you know. And I'm inspired greatly by Stevie Wonder's songwriting, but not just him, but, you know, it's a number of them. But those things I don't want to be lost, because if we keep rushing through everything, obviously something's going to get dropped. Something's going to fall off. And then it's like, okay, well, we're left with what we got. I'm showing up with what I got, and that's it. And
well, we had Stevie Wonder Sunday sometime where, you know, it's just Stevie and that's it, you know. But
yeah,
continue, man.
I'm all for that. And I'm all for that, because it's so funny. I say all the time, like, whenever I have to take, like, long road trips, I put on every Stevie Wonder album that is my favorite, which is pretty much every single one of them. But one in particular, The Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants. I can play
Are
that.
Are you kidding me? Ooh,
I am
flower,
not.
Flower.
That is,
oh, my goodness.
My favorite. Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants is my favorite Stevie album. That entire thing, cover to cover.
The music composition, everything I did, it's amazing, isn't it?
Everything.
And that song, Flower Power, almost.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, but that is what you get when you take your time. So you with Zoe, he's creating the things that he's recreating the things that were laid out. He's taking that time that the ones who came before us took. He's doing exactly that. You know, he's being precise. If he laid down a baseline and I thought it was perfect, he said, nah, I messed up on measure 16, so we're going to go back and do the whole thing. I'm like, well, just punch it in. He's like, no, I'm going to do the whole thing from top to bottom, and it's going to be crap. Okay. Put my hands up. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to shut up and let you do what you do because you're doing this. Your name is going on this. I get it.
Right.
I completely get
right.
it.
Yeah. But you never lie there. That is flower power gave me the essence of what it means to be a flower. I kid you
mm-hmm.
not. I mean,
yeah.
it just touched me. You know, and that's when it's really art. You know what I mean? And your music
yeah.
is, for me, static is up there too. You know, there's static. I don't want to sing and make folks hate the song, but oh my goodness. You know, and so folks, we have one more question for Idea, and then we're going to give her an opportunity to tell you where you can buy her music, how to connect with her, and about her upcoming concerts and anything she has that will help you learn a little bit more about this unique talent that we're blessed to have on our station. And I've interviewed so far about 33 people from Paris to Tweet to anybody, a number of people, and I've never asked them to do what I'm going to ask you to do at the last, you know, at the end of this interview, and I hope you know you agree. Okay, it's not anything. It's something that's going to remind me of this moment. But here's that question that I wrote to you about, and in one of the trainings in school and what we used to do in the classroom, I'll say one word, and then immediately you expound on it without hesitation. Okay?
Just one word.
And
I with one word.
No, you know, you can respond based on your thought, but just what comes to mind first. Like if one word comes to mind, then expand on that. And I use that as in my classrooms to help students just to get out of there, to be present, and to try and get away from whatever factors they came to school with. You feel me?
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
So for you is commitment.
Loyalty.
Okay. And what do you mean? Why did loyalty come to mind?
Because I feel like when you are committed to something, a cause, committed to yourself, committed to an idea, a project, a relationship, or a friendship, or something like that, it takes some level of sacrifice of not sacrifice I want to say, but there's some sort of self-sacrificing. To be loyal, you know, to have a certain part of yourself, you know, to shed those things where it's like, I want to do this instead of that, but instead of, you know, going with that urge to do something contrary to what you've committed yourself to, takes loyalty. So commitment, loyalty.
Wow. Okay, it's hard, you know, expanding or even, I'll leave it at that. That was a shock. I didn't know, you know, loyalty kind of threw me. I'm glad I get to ask that question because I'd be stuttering unreal. Listen, we're going to take a brief break. And we're going to play a couple of tunes by Idea, and then we're going to be back with a way that you can stay in touch with her, buy her music. Most importantly, buy her music. Folks,
yes.
You know, that's not done these days, but buy her music, support her on concert. And so we're going to be right back, and she'll close out with how you can reach her, and we'll be right back. So please hold on. And we're back, folks. And in conclusion, Miss Idea, how can folks buy your music and keep up with everything Idea?
Well, you can visit my website, which is www.everymusic.com/idea, IDEEYAH. And you can also purchase physical copies of the album there. You can download it there. Also, if you, you know, got a smartphone, you can download it on all the streaming platforms. I'm on Spotify. I am on iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, Tidal. Yeah, you can get the album from everywhere. It's also on Amazon. I learned today. I learned that.
And we want to let folks know to support artists like this who, to my knowledge, aren't heard on traditional airways. It's important that if you want to have music like this, you have to support what you believe in. You have to support
Absolutely.
The artists. And it's crucial that you do. So go ahead. Are you on tour? Can we expect to maybe see you somewhere?
Yeah, we are putting a tour together. I will be in San Francisco on May 12th. On May 12th, I will be performing at the Yerba Buena Performing Arts Center for
okay.
Black Women Rock. On this show, we have Joy, Divinity Rocks. I believe Nick West is also on the show, along with Jessica Care Moore. I do believe that, I don't know if Stephanie Christiana will be there, but the lineup is really sick. So we're doing a Black Woman Rock West Coast show, and it's going to be amazing. So that kind of kicks off everything, the touring for the summer. And I'll keep everybody posted with the other dates that are coming up. But I really want to plug this Black Woman Rock show in San Francisco. It's going to be insane.
Mm-hmm. We hear you, Queen. And folks, if you haven't heard the song with her and Jessica Care Moore on her, please, like the whole album, but Jessica Care Moore is serious too. The song she's is about Little Harlem Girl. We play that on the station all the time. So,
oh
my goodness.
Yes, I love Jessica.
Yes.
She is
such a
pillar of strength for me.
She
just is. That's my sister, for sure.
Yeah. And we feature her, too. You know, we play her music a lot, well, her poetry, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to get across to our audience?
Oh, just, you know, if you're on social media, I can be found anywhere. Reach out, say hi, or, you know, just tell me what you think of the album. It's the same everywhere. It's IDEEYAH on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube. Everywhere is the same, IDEEYAH.
Okay, now here comes the part where, and honestly, Miss Idea, we've interviewed, this would be like our 38th interview so far, and one of my mentors is Marco. He's the Blue Note manager in New York, but now in Hawaii. And Marco
mm-hmm.
tells me, never ask to take pictures. You know, you're a station owner. You're to be looked upon like that. Always make sure you put the artist first. It's not about you. And that's how pretty much how the Blue Note Corporation does, especially the jazz clubs. But
mm-hmm.
Marco is going to listen to this also. I have to send him an MP3, so excuse me, Marco. But Miss Idea, can you say Is That Jazz Radio for us? Because that'll play like
sure.
maybe. You know, just my name is Idea. I mean, I'm sorry, Marco, but...
I got you. It's nothing. Here we go. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Idea, and you are listening to Is That Jazz Radio.
Thank you so much. My shoulders... I might go out and punch somebody bigger than me. I might go out and just punch somebody bigger than me today. I'm telling you.
Oh, man. You're wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
I understand you have a show tonight. Good luck on that. Thank you for taking the time out. And once again, we'll stay in touch, and especially about that new single. Folks, you've listened to Idea, and we were really blessed today. Have a great afternoon, Queen.
You too.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye.